Breaking up is tough, regardless of how you slice it. It's especially tough if there's an animal involved.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, do I have to break up with my dog?
Oh,
no. I know. When I thought my fiance and I would be together forever, we got a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
We split the cost of everything to start. We both fell in love with the dog and out of love with each other.
Oh,
then the bee cheated on me.
Ooh.
I mean my fiance, not the dog.
Okay.
Somehow I got the blame for pushing her away, but she's using that as her excuse to be difficult in our breakup.
Yeah.
She's fighting over everything that we can lay equal claim to, especially the dog.
Mm.
And for the last 2 years, this dog has been my best friend and companion. And maybe I did pay more attention to the dog than my fiance, so maybe that's why she's fighting me so hard.
Yeah.
She wants full custody of the dog, but said she would settle for joint custody. I don't want to hire an attorney, even if that's possible for something like this. Plus, I'm coming out really well on a few other things that bringing in an attorney could screw up. This dog should live to be at least 12, which would mean another decade of seeing my now ex-fiance.
Yeah.
The thought of not having that dog in my life destroys me, but so does the idea of having to see my ex.
Oh, geez.
Thanks, Brian.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it's almost like, I know, many people, you know, look at dogs, animals, as family
kids.
Members,
yeah, sure.
As their kids.
Yep.
So I understand how there can be like sometimes custody agreements in this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. But realistically, do you want to deal with having to deal with your ex for the pickup, drop off, all the things? And is that going to be confusing for the dog?
I don't think I'd worry about the dog.
Okay. Like dog's going to be fine no matter where it's at.
Yeah, I think let's not worry about the dog. The dog is going to be happy as long as it's in a loving house, right?
I was just kind of looking for some sort of ammo to help Brian say, it's confusing for the dog. Like, we need to think about what's best for the dog.
Yeah, right.
And he needs to stay with
daddy. That's with me. And that's with me.
Exactly.
So it doesn't sound like there is... compromise necessarily.
She's not willing to do that at this point.
Yeah.
And she's the one who cheated, so it's not like I don't know. Like I'm confused at her motivation to still try to
dig a knife.
Literally stay in his life.
Yeah.
By setting this up. Clearly she stepped out, so she seems less engaged in the relationship.
Right.
Like, the least she can do is give him the dog. She cheated on him. Is that what we say? I feel like, the least you can do
is give me the dog.
Framing it like that?
Isn't that a scene from Legally Blonde?
And I'm taking the
dog. And I'm taking the dog too.
Yes. I feel like he has the upper hand on that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, they're ending because of her bad decision.
Yeah.
Like, she stepped out. That, I think, to me, nullifies her claim to really anything.
Okay.
Especially the dog.
So that's the argument we're going with?
That's
the hill
I'm dying on.
You stepped out, I get everything.
Exactly. Yes.
You lose everything, I get everything.
Yep.
Including the dog, dumbass.
And I'm taking the dog too, dumbass. This is so great. What a great scene.
I have to pull that up for
all
right. Hey, listen. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Macy is offering on Facebook, say, you know, offer to pay her for the dog.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
She doesn't want the dog, just a reason for you to be in her life. It sounds like she's literally using that as leverage.
This isn't a unique situation in the sense that there have been other people who have been through this. So tell us how you navigated this. Maybe that could help. Your story's on the way. on 99.7 DJX. All right, group therapy on 99.7 DJX involves a breakup and a dog.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Well, he wants the dog, but he doesn't have Elle Woods in his corner make that argument to his ex. And
she cheated on him.
Yeah.
That's in my book. Completely erases any claim she may have to anything.
Yeah, but she's blind to that. Like, she's not recognizing that as a reason. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
she's going to be a problem, apparently, which I think should solidify to Brian that he's dodging a big bullet by all of this happening before he married her. Like, this should solidify, okay, this is a really good thing that we're breaking up.
A lot of people are going, okay, well, who did a majority of the caring for the dog in your relationship? That's the person who should be the rightful owner of the dog.
Yeah, that's what Francis says on Facebook. You know, who paid for the vet, fed, walked him, let it out. You know, whoever primarily took care of the dog should lay claim to the dog.
People
suggested buy her a dog.
There is no way that's going to happen.
Okay.
If she cheated on you, the last thing you're going to want to do is buy her a dog.
Okay, well, Tanya has a plan.
Okay, let's hear Tanya's plan.
Tanya on Facebook says, does the dog have a chip?
Okay.
If not, go get it chipped with your name and information. Also, do you have a friend or someone willing to keep the dog for a bit? Tell her the dog is missing and accuse her of stealing the dog. Tell her you're going to report her. Then after she leaves you alone, the dog magically reappears.
Oh, my gosh. That comes from a place, Tanya.
Tanya, I need to know more about your life.
That comes from a place. Wow.
Wow. Okay, so that's an idea.
I think you need to probably just get over that dog and get yourself another dog.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
Okay. Maybe the same kind of dog.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're really, really attached to like that particular breed, you really connected with it, see if you can find another one. And just because you are not going to want to stay connected to this person with having to set up visitations.
Nope.
Like, this is the last thing you need. You need to just clean break, walk away.
Yeah. So I know you're kind of giving her another quote win.
Right.
By doing this, but this is probably best for your just mental state. And
but also, again, think about, is the dog going to be well cared for with her, or is she literally just using this to hurt you even more?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of questions still. So
Right. You're
probably going to need to get answers to that before you move forward. But that would be our suggestion. And hopefully you can walk up to her and...
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Say that. At one point.
Amy from Eminence is also saying, I'd find a covert way to steal the dog. Possession is law.
Okay. All right.
Ow.
Y'all people need to simmer down, all right?
You guys are cray-cray.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.